All right, so we're recording now. And Chester, will you state your name and your title?
I'm Chester Denton. I'm the commander of VFW Post 8101.
All right, and Chester, this event today, it's drawing to a close at this point. Will you tell me a little bit about some of the things you've seen and some of the things that happened? And you told me you got some enrollment.
Yeah, I've picked up several new members for the post here in Butner. Got a lot of interest from the community on the Vietnam Vets helicopter. It turns out that there's a lot more involvement than I thought there would be initially. We had some good coverage there. A lot of history. I learned a lot of stuff today just talking to some of these guys and listening to some of the stories. We had the privilege of having a World War II veteran come up and visit with us. He sat down and talked with us for a while. I got his name here. I wanted to make sure you guys knew that. If I can find out what I did. Mr. Bob Schildhauer. He's a Buckner resident, and he's a World War II vet. And we don't see too many of those anymore. John Mayfield come down for a while and visited with everybody and got his picture up there on the helicopter. He's our district representative for Jackson County. The kids have a great time. I've never seen anything like these kids getting on that helicopter. They're really enamored by it. So they got to see and talk with some of the Vietnam veterans. And they're just a great group. They gave us the ideal. They said that if we could get this down here, it would probably help. This is our first open house that we've had. If you're not aware of this, I don't think I talked to you guys earlier about it, but we did a request for a grant for a project through Home Depot last year. And the Home Depot Foundation, they have a site you can go to request grants for nonprofits. And I got online, and they requested that you put in 5 projects that you thought you might want assistance with. So we sat down and thought about 5 projects that we wanted to do here at the post that needed repair, stuff needed to be fixed up. And we put down, listed 5. And we got a phone call 2 days later, and they said, congratulations, you guys. We're going to give you a grant for your post. And I said, well, that's great. Thank you. I said, well, which project are you going to give us a grant for? And they said, well, we're going to give you a grant for all of your projects. And Home Depot brought about 100 people down here on a Saturday, and they just revamped this entire post. So this is a brand new post, and we have brand new facilities. A brand new kitchen. We have availability for the communities to rent for like dinners or wedding receptions. And I'm not trying to advertise here. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on with it. So I'm not,
don't worry.
Going that way. We basically are functional again. We have everything in place. We have enough membership now to do a few more things because of this event, and we're very grateful to KMZU for your airtime, and our city helped us out a lot. They put our event on the city board, and they put it on the TV channel, so we had pretty good coverage for the event. All in all, it's been a very successful day.
That's fantastic to hear. Do you have any estimate about how many people total came out today?
I estimate we probably had about anywhere from 300 to 400 come through so far today.
Wow.
And we've given out about 100 Frisbees.
Thank you for that, by the way. Have you been talking to people? Do you know about how far away, like maybe some of the farthest travelers came from?
Well, the farthest folks we've had were from Overland Park, Kansas. So we had people all the way from Overland Park, had people from Blue Springs, Kansas City. We had people from Wellington. We had people from Oak Grove and Grain Valley. We had people from Napoleon, Levesey, Sibley. And we had people coming in from Wellington, Did I say Wellington already?
You did say Wellington.
Yeah, I did. Let's see. I don't think I saw anybody from Richmond. I didn't. Richmond. I don't think Richmond. Anyone from Richmond came. I figured we might, but they got a lot of stuff going on today too. So that's probably why. So if there had been a Chiefs game, we probably wouldn't have to play. If we did this tomorrow, we'd be stinking.
Yeah. People, especially right now, people really anxious to go. Let me see. I don't plan on my questions ahead of time, but I feel like I've sensed a lot of, like, you were in Vietnam, right?
No.
I already asked that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm after Desert Storm support. I wasn't on the ground there. I've been in since Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I was in when the towers got hit. I'm retired Navy.
I'm so sorry. That's I don't know okay. where I got that idea. And you look a little young too, so I don't know. I guess is this kind of camaraderie, like to see this kind of machinery and have all these veterans around? I don't know. Does this elicit any strong emotions or anything that you've seen or experienced?
Yeah, being in the military is a different lifestyle. You basically there's a bond, military folks. We all know what it is. We get tasked with things that are not normal in a regular lifestyle. We all know that. I'm not just talking about myself. We all know that us that are here right now, we're the lucky ones. We're the lucky ones. Okay? We came home. We know those that have not. Okay? So that's part of it. It's not anything that's easy to explain. But we know people that have not made it back. We all do, for the most part, and we consider ourselves lucky. And one of the reasons we have these organizations is we openly show our respect to the public for those who have gone before us, and we try to make sure that we look after those that are still here. Our programs that we have are in support of active duty troops. We do troop boxes, care packages that we send overseas to troops that are out in the field. We send them phone cards. We take care of families, like active duty member that's deployed and their family needs assistance, let's say like in Jackson County or anywhere around here, Jackson County, even Lafayette. If there's somebody down over there, if we know about it, if someone tells us, we'll help them. We're a nonprofit, and the monies that we raise, everything here, everything's nonprofit. Everything goes back, with the exception of our utility bills, pretty much. So everybody here is volunteer. It's a good organization. One of the things that I would like you to put on this thing is. They don't do a brief on the VFW or the American Legion when the service members are leaving the service now. They used to have a brief where they'd tell you about the organization and what they do. And then the service members that are leaving would know that, yeah, I can look for a VFW or American Legion Hall when I get home. And I think that has something to do with why some of the memberships have declined. So one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to get the word out that, hey, we're here. Because you can look, if you do some research, you'll find you got VFW is closing down and American Legion's closing down. And it's because of, I think, the lack of communication. So that's one of the things we're working on. So it's a good organization. It needs to be around another 100 years. So This post was established in 1946. So that makes it what?
67 years.
Yeah. Well, it's 46, 56, 67, 66, 76, 86, 96, 2006. Okay. 67 years. So, almost 68.
Do you have the exact date it was?
Yes, right there on the wall.
Oh.
I'll tell you exactly what it was.
July 27th, 1946.
Wow.
And Commander in Chief at the time was Joseph M. Stack.
This is a beautiful signature.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all original. And I have a pamphlet here I can give you.
That will give you some information on the programs. Just a little bit. It's not a whole lot, but
it'll explain to you the type of things that we do. Tells you about the organization. Over 100 years assisting veterans. Some of the programs that we do, military assistance that we do, some of the youth programs, which we're going to be able to get here. We've got like stuff like the Patriot's Pen where the students do an essay, things like that. We've been kind of shorthanded, so we haven't been able to participate in a few of the programs. Normally on Memorial Day, we do a rifle squad and a ceremony at our cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't able to do that this year because we've had quite a few members pass away. So we're kind of in a rebuilding state right now. You can take that with you.
Thank you.
But that explains all the programs that VFW does. And American Legion also are parallel pretty much with the VFW. So
do you know why the two are distinctly separate?
Well, VFW is Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, in order to be a member of this organization, you have to actually be in combat, okay?
Okay.
Or in a combat zone while you're on active duty service. American Legion, on the other hand, you don't have to be in a combat zone. You just have to be honorably discharged from the service.
Okay.
And that's the only difference. I think that we should combine
and have the same, like, allow everybody who was honorably discharged from service. Or
we all have the same goals, but then again, you know, we are separate. You know, you're going to run into situations where you're going to have somebody in the VFW who's been through some experiences that someone who is not eligible, is not going to be able to relate to. So I can see why we have a separation there. So the organizations have the same goals, parallel goals, but we're different organizations in that respect only.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you tell us how this is all paid?
This is still recording. I can edit out.
That's okay.
But is there anything you want to add while it's recording?
Anything
else you think we should talk about on the record?
We have Ladies Auxiliary. The Ladies Auxiliary here is comprised of the women that whose husbands or fathers or sons or daughters who are VFW members or who are eligible for VFW. If your dad was in the military, and he was in combat, but he was not involved with VFW. You're still eligible to be a member of a Ladies Auxiliary for a VFW. Or if your mother was in combat, either way. See, VFW is not a men's organization. I just had a 28-year-old woman who was in the U.S. Army excuse me, I think it was U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force. One of the two. I have to go look. But she joined our post today.
Oh, really?
So, and we had a woman here. Her name was Mary Young. She used to be the commander of this post. And she was an active member of this post. How many years was Mary a member of the post here?
I don't know for sure.
I would say she's a member of this post for a good 20 or 30 years.
Probably so.
We lost her 2 years ago.
She was in service before she came in.
She was on active duty during World War II. Say again?
She came up here from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he tell you that this whole place was a year ago was
redone with the grant from the Home Depot?
Yeah. Anyway, Mary Young was a nurse during World War II, during the battle in the Aleutian Islands, and also in Japan.
Korea.
And she was in Korea also. Anyway, she was a nurse. And she lived through most of it as being a nurse. She was one heck of a gal. We miss her a lot. We had our post commander before me, Bill Gulf. He passed away.
Yeah.
And
just Korea, not World War II.
Huh?
Denny said she was just in Korea.
Was it Korea?
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what I remember. It was Korea. She did a long time in Japan.
Yeah, so she was in the war during Japan,
yeah,
or
she was
Korea, but then went to Japan. Okay, I'm sorry, I got that mixed up.
She was at the hospital where they came from Korea.
Okay.
Japan.
Okay, that's how I got that mixed up. Sorry about that.
It takes us working together.
Thank you. I'd hate to you had said something like that, and then the family would have killed me. But I knew her well. I knew her well. We have a pretty nice post here, and we really appreciate you guys, you know, giving us the air spot and telling people about it. We think it's great that you guys are east, you know, farther east of the Kansas City area, because a lot of our membership, we're looking for members coming in from the east. Because the populations in Kansas City and Independence and Blue Springs, they've got their own posts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I drive on Broadway in Kansas City, I see that huge building with the VFW sign on the top. Is that like is that something significant? I don't. It's
yeah,
Linwood Boulevard and Broadway towards that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just a post?
That's a post.
Wow. The whole building, or are they just in there?
I think most of the building, isn't it?
I think the whole building.
The whole building?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big building.
The Vietnam vets have a big place down there, too. Mm-hmm. And then you got several other smaller posts around the area. Excuse me, hot dogs. But I don't really know what more I can tell you.